Hello, salutations, greets, and what's up? This is Bob Holman here, traveling across the nation on a 12-week, 13,400-mile road trip with a 15-person crew, a big yellow truck of gear, a 15-passenger van, and the Dolly Parton tour bus, looking to find and film the United States of Poetry. This is the Art of Spoken Word, and I'm sure you'll recognize the next voice you hear.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Now, before you send that text saying Leonard Cohen is from Montreal, let me remind you that the chorus of the song is Democracy is coming to the USA, not La démocratie arrive au Canada. Leonard was living at the Mount Baldy Zen Center when we were shooting USOP in L.A., but he came down off the mountain to grace us with his presence. My job on set was to translate the language of film into poetry and vice versa, but Leonard was pretty accomplished at this, so at his behest, I ran out and got a fifth of Johnny Walker Red while he stayed on set in a beautiful suit and his pixelated sunglasses. Written in 1989, inspired by the fall of the Berlin Wall, Leonard Cohen's Democracy and its refrain, Democracy is Coming to the USA, couldn't be more relevant to our current political miasma. It's coming through a hole in the air, he intones. It's coming from the feel that it ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. Presciently and perfectly capturing the reality TV versus reality itself AI disjunct that we're living through right now, brought to you by your favorite chatbot. So let's remember that before Leonard was a renowned singer-songwriter, Leonard Cohen was nothing but a poet. He published 4 poetry books and was on spoken word LPs long before he ever recorded a song. Democracy is, by all standards, an anthem, but the words can get lost behind the marching snare drums, militaristic backups, and harping harmonicas of the recorded song version. For me, this is a great place to see the difference between a song and a spoken word version. First, the poem is preceded not by a host or a bio on the TV show, but stark words on a red and black shooting target. In Dreams Begin Responsibilities. Delmore Schwartz. In the United States of Poetry, it is a poem that transitions the viewer from poem to poem, contextualizes Cohen's reading, the dreams that created the United States, and the responsibility of the poet, of us all, to see through the sham, revive the dreams. So we see Leonard in black and white, a straight-on shot, as boring as can be, poet silhouetted behind a desk. And then, as his voice unrolls, we come to an American flag projected behind him, filling up the screen. Then the music is solemn, ominous. His curse of a golden voice is well lubricated by now. And he sails into the words like, well, like a poet. The music and images pay attention to meaning, not the metronome, as the words come forth as Leonard counts the 181 beads in his mala. Listen to the optimistic omniscience of democracy. To my ear, it's where the poem takes flight. It's as if we were aboard a peace drone patrolling the breadth and depth of the country, like Walt Whitman being one with all his fellow and future citizens in the streets. Cohen sees the homeless, the sick, rich, poor, and in between. It's coming from the sorrow on the street, the holy places where the races meet. And then, without missing a beat, he gets intimate, reminding us that to ignite the dream of democracy, there's no place to start like home. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. And here the red, white, and blue flag morphs into a different flag. This one with black lines of a barcode for stripes and a blank space where the stars were. Then the music becomes a Miles Davis bluesy trumpet lament. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Now, I don't pray like Cohen. I meditate. But I believe that a poem can be a prayer. And I pray, or I poem, that Leonard Cohen, as stubborn as those garbage bags, that time cannot decay, is right.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the wars against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. From the homicidal bitchin' that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. It's coming to America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery of change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA. I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. And I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Sail on, sail on, O mighty ship of state, to the shores of need, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on.
Thanks for listening to Leonard Cohen's Democracy, an anthemic poem that unexpectedly urges us out of our hopeless little screen lethargy into an active, yes, say it, poetic patriotism. Cohen's terrific verse, I'm sentimental, if you know what I mean. I love the country, but I can't stand the scene, says it all. Democracy appears on the PBS series The United States of Poetry, directed by Mark Pellington, produced by Josh Blum, which is now streaming on Amazon Prime. The poem's also available on the soundtrack CD, replaced by Mouth Almighty Mercury Records, and in the anthology, The United States of Poetry, published by Abrams. This podcast is recorded in the Bowery Poetry Studio with Ram Devanini, producer and engineer, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts. Leonard Cohen died in 2016. Rest in poetry.